U.S. Bitcoin ETFs pull 197B in April, best month of 2026, so far U.S. spot. Bitcoin ETFs took in roughly $197 billion in net inflows during April 2026, the strongest monthly tally of the year so far, according to data shared by CoinMarketCap. The figure lands as Bitcoin trades around $78,420, up 2.68% in the past 24 hours as of May 1, 2026, with the broader crypto fear and greed index reading 45, neutral. The April number marks a clear reset from the choppier early months of the year, when flows oscillated between modest positive weeks and outright redemptions. It also pushes the cumulative net intake of the 11 U.S. spot Bitcoin ETFs further into territory that issuers can use as a marketing anchor heading into summer. How April compares to the rest of 2026? Through the first 4 months of 2026, the spot ETF complex has bounced between hesitant accumulation and short bursts of selling. April's $197 billion print is the cleanest one-direction month so far. And it stands out for one reason. It happened without a fresh all-time high in BTC to drive headline buying. Bitcoin spent much of the month range trading in the mid-70,000s before the late month push that has carried it to $78,420. That pattern matters. Inflows that arrive during sideways price action tend to come from allocators rebalancing or initiating positions on a schedule, not from retail momentum chasing. Those flows have historically been stickier than the speculative kind that floods in during parabolic weeks. While the bid came back, a few forces look to have pushed allocators back toward the ETFs in April. The first is fee compression, with BlackRock's iBit, Fidelity's FBTC, and the rest of the cohort now trading well into their second year. The cost of holding Bitcoin through a brokerage wrapper has dropped to a level where most pension and family office mandates can clear internal review. The second is the macro backdrop. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ printed fresh record highs into May 1st, suggesting risk appetite stayed broadly intact through the quarter. When equities are bid and policy expectations stay neutral, Bitcoin allocations tend to compete on diversification merit rather than fight a risk-off tide. The third is structural. A growing share of registered investment advisors now have Bitcoin ETFs on approved product lists. Each new approval adds a steady drip of model portfolio flows that show up in monthly totals rather than daily prints. What April does not tell you, a strong month does not erase the larger story. Total assets under management across the spot Bitcoin ETF cohort still sit well below the late 2025 peak in dollar terms, mostly because the price drawdown from above $100,000 mechanically shrank the asset base. Net unit creations are recovering faster than dollar AUM, which is the metric that matters for fee revenue. It also does not tell you anything about Ethereum spot ETFs, which have continued to lag their Bitcoin counterparts on both flow and AUM. Recent coverage of BlackRock's $60 crypto ETF business and just $42 in Q1 fees pointed out that the price-driven AUM swings are doing more to issuer P&L than monthly flow shifts. April's print helps, but it does not by itself fix the revenue gap. How this lines up with other institutional moves. The April flow data sits alongside a string of larger allocation announcements that have arrived in the last week. Canadian pension manager AIMCo recently disclosed it bought the dip in Strategy stock and is now sitting on a $69 million unrealized gain, the same fund profiled in our earlier piece on the Alberta Pension's 219 Nelmailer Strategy purchase. Bitmine has continued to add staked ETH exposure on the corporate side, as covered in the Bitmine 162.88 ETH validator push. The common thread is patient accumulation through regulated wrappers and listed equities, not leverage bets in offshore venues. That backdrop makes the April ETF print feel less like a one-off and more like part of a slow institutional rotation that began once price stabilized in the mid-70,000s. What to watch into May? Two things will tell you whether April was a turning point or a one-month bounce. First, do weekly inflows in the first half of May hold above the $300 million pace that produced the $197 billion April total? If they slip back to flat or negative weeks, April reads as a catch-up month rather than a regime change. Second, watch whether issuers other than IBIT show meaningful net creations. April's strength has been concentrated heavily in the largest funds. A broader inflow pattern across the cohort would suggest the bid is structural rather than tied to one issuer's distribution machine.